Like that? Okay. Cool. Okay. Right, so I'm just gonna start this PowerPoint real quick. Yeah, PowerPoint. Yeah, well, you know. Yeah. I kind of like this. I'm kind of getting into it. Right. So just to kick off the meeting, basically, so we're working now for a real reaction. This is oh, so right. Just got an agenda to set out what we're going to try to accomplish in this particular first meeting. I'm going to just do a quick opening, then we can hopefully all get acquainted with one another. Then we're going to start talk a little bit about tool training. Essentially, that means getting used to the only thing that we haven't tried out yet, the whiteboard. We've got a general plan for the project, how we're going to go about accomplishing this, and then just a bit of discussion and close up. IRL, you guys, you know, gamer slang, in real life. So yeah, basically, I'm just going to, you got, of course, we can discuss that. I'm thinking about proposing that since we've got this weird blend of ourselves and our roles, that we just don't ask, don't tell. So if you say something about marketing, right, sorted. is exactly. I mean, if you guys, and then at the same time, if you like logically, if something doesn't like, if I'm like, we're gonna sell a remote control that's the size of this paper book, you know, you say like, well, that doesn't seem like such a good idea because of X. Obviously, go with it, and we'll discuss it. But I'm not gonna ask, do you know that? Or it seems like, yeah, exactly. So, because we're sort of role playing, so you're gonna tap into your own knowledge as well, and that's the same for your when we do introductions. I mean, and you talk about your background. You know, have fun. You know, maybe you went to, you know, maybe you're like me and you went to UCSB, but you want to say you went to Harvard or something like that. Why not? You know, you can. This is, you know, I guess we can have a little bit of fun with it. So, are you guys okay with that? Does that seem logical? Sweet. Cool. So I guess the we're making a remote control, which is thrilling. But the idea is that we can make something based on the whole corporate motto. I don't know if you guys had time to check the in real life. I don't know if you guys checked the corporate website. We've got to make something as fashionable as possible. That's kind of the corporate strategy, is we're going to try to take ordinary stuff that nobody really thinks about and try to make it nice, you know, like John Lewis nice, or you know, if you go to Debenhams or something. So basically, we are reinventing the wheel, but we want to try to do it in a user-friendly, slick, sleek kind of way. Where we're going to go about doing that is basically, first we're going to start on the basics. And that's where I'm going to need you guys, the user interface designers and the other designer that I can't remember the ID and the UID, right? the industrial designer. Hey, right on. All right, getting into it. To guide me and guide us on this project, because you guys are the bottom. You know, you're like, no, you can't do that. You can't have, you know, X and Y at the same time. And then we'll work up from what is necessary to more like what would be good. You know, like I think you guys probably got the same email as I did, but the idea of yes, a coffee pot needs to be able to hold coffee, but it's also better if it's not like really cheap glass, so that if you touch it, you hurt your hand or something like that. And so we'll work up from there, and then we'll meet on it and talk about it. And then finally, we'll incorporate as kind of the last stage. In a way, you guys build or tell us what's possible, and then you tell us what we can hope for and what way to go take the take the basics and make it nicer. And then obviously the UID and the IDE, you can keep on, quote unquote, the cutting edge of how to get about maximizing what is possible to kind of sync it all up. So that's the detail design. So it's a three-stage kind of thing. Right. So for now, just for the whiteboard, basically, just to get used to it, I haven't tried it yet either. I'm just gonna start and carry like five remotes around, and just write down. I'm just gonna write down one of the names of my desert discs. If you were trapped on a desert island and you could only bring five CDs along with you, name one of them that you could. Not all five. If you want to write all five, go for it. But name one of them that you could. Oh, we skipped introductions. Nice. I'm an excellent project manager. I'm Marty. I went to uni at UC Santa Barbara, and I'm here working on a PhD in psychology. Yeah, so. Expert. Don't play yourself down. Expert. Where'd you go to uni, Nathan? Oh, brilliant. Cool, my little brother goes there. Right, so Desert Island Discs. Well, I'll t y no, yeah. I'm just gonna write a couple of them down. See, I'm a big music fan. I don't know if you guys are. I'm assuming everybody likes music to some lesser or greater extent, but there's some other options if you're a TV slut like I am, like Smallville. Terrible television show, but I happen to love it. It's rubbish, but I love it. The main character? Wow. Is he a wanker? He looks really tall. Like he's got to be like 6'6". Yeah. Okay, so I really like Jeff Buckley. You guys heard Jeff Buckley? That's cool because like not very many people have. Oh well, I might as well throw a British person in there. You can't go wrong with Radiohead. Sure. Okay, so it really works just like a panel, and it makes noises, I think. It's kind of weird. Anyway, yeah, you like pressing those, kind of cool. You'll see. All right, so whoever wants to get up next, you can write down some telly that you watch or whatever you want. Right on. Nice. Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, Family Guy. Is it has it, do you watch the new season? I think I'm gonna start downloading it, yeah. Afrobeat Orchestra. Very cool. Wow. That's what a PowerPoint presentation is for. It's, yeah, they're designed specifically to ignore. It's brilliant. Yes, that's okay. So vomit, yes! Street pizza, it's so brilliant. I've seen more urine in this city than ever before. I mean, It's so mingin'. I'm
Yeah,
going
so I've
local.
been there.
I'm going local. I have to be here for 3 years, so I might as well get the terminology right.
I've already got more than I can keep track of. I'm gonna go home next week and I'm gonna be like, oh my God, you're turning into
Oh,
one of those
have you been
people.
home yet?
No.
They'll be like, say something British, and you're like, oh, shut up, family.
Oh, it should be interesting. Wait until I tell them I'm not coming back. They're gonna love that one.
You're gonna stay here?
Probably. We're gonna stay
Wow.
here and visit for a while and then decide.
Bad religion?
Nice.
Yeah.
Now I can think of so many other ones.
Well, yeah, that's
That's
why.
how it works.
Yeah. I miss coffee. Burritos. Oh yeah, $2.
Things that are like clean.
Where are you from in California, by the way?
I grew up in San Diego.
Did you really? What part? Yeah, I'm from San Diego as well. Yeah, oh man. Going to so like NorCal, I'm sorry. You just can't get a better burrito than what's available in this in San Diego.
It's different because in San Diego, the tortillas are cooked on the grill. Northern California, they steam them. They must make all the difference. Yeah, everything does.
Well, there's other things too. You just can't place it. Like when I went to school in Santa Barbara, which is Central California, the Mexican food is okay. It's just not good. Like, and yeah, it's like $2. Like literally $2 for this massive. I miss, yeah, good call on that. Just literally just metropolitan San Diego. I live like 5 minutes from the zoo. So North Park, actually, if you want to get real specific. Yes, on University, yeah. Yeah, it's actually like literally half a mile from my house. Yeah, pretty cool. Small world, as we were discussing before, especially when we're all from the same general region. Right, so okay, success on the whiteboard. You can harness the awesome power a little bit in introductions. We talked about some of our CDs and things we like about the city, you know. I think we'll right, so moving on to not fun stuff, project finance. Basically what we're trying to do is sell this remote for €25. This is what the finance department has told me, the CFO, but I don't know. I'm not sold on this. It's pretty dear. I mean, 20 f that's like, you know, $40 for a remote. It would have to pretty much like do my laundry for me. So we can maybe work on that later, but we're going to make a lot on it. The profit aims to make 50 million euros on it internationally. So one of the things I was going to mention to you guys, the designers, is that we probably need a rever it needs to be a universal remote control, probably. So something that could do NTSC as well as PAL as well as various other formats, like if it's going to control DVDs. But you know, I'll leave that to you guys. But that's something that is going to be an international sold thing. But we want to try to make it for 1250. So we want to try to make 100% profit on it if we can. So right, so just to close up, I'm not sure how much time I've used then next time, right? Project manager sorted. We'll meet in another half an hour or so. And I'd like the industrial designer to get think about what needs to be done, like what the basic function of it. UID, well yeah, your assignments are up there, and you'll also get assignments from in your email as well, more specifics on what to do. So I need you to tell us what the user's gonna want. So actually, in a way, you guys could maybe in our next meeting chat a bit about what the user's gonna want and what the user can have, you know, like so yeah, well it is when we'll discuss the trade-offs in between. And so yeah, specific instructions will be sent in your email. But I think that is more or less a good place to start for now. And as more things come up, we'll have meetings and you'll get emails and so forth. Any questions before we get started? You mean to like. Yeah.
I don't think there's any rules about it yet, so.
Maybe like a personal coach.
Well, have a think about it. I mean, I'm certainly open. It seems like, yeah, it seems like it's certainly doable, isn't it? I mean, or if we can't have a full mobile phone, maybe a remote that has some other kind of useful function. The clapper. No, I mean, no, good idea. Good idea. Let's see what. I like that. Yeah. That's true. I guess we probably have some time. Maybe we should brainstorm a bit like what we want to do. Go back to I don't really have any. Let me bring up something about our basic goals here, what we want to accomplish. Project announcement. Yeah, not so much. All right, we'll find that we're on our own. Yeah, let's do. I'm gonna go ahead and take notes on this too, 'cause. Yeah, I mean, oh yeah. Well So initial ideas. Yeah.
Already. As soon as you said that, I was thinking like all the other things you can remote do, like your microwave or your front door, like have everything on remote. But then you're never been a fan of those huge remotes that have like a million buttons. You can't do anything.
Smaller is better.
Yeah.
Simple.
Specific.
I'm thinking kind of PDA design, so touch screen design rather than
Okay.
button.
Oh,
So
right.
that you can kind of flip
Interesting.
around all sorts of different things.
Yeah, that's slick, isn't it? I mean, like, stylus. Yeah, like just a yeah. All right, so we got 5 minutes more to chat about that. That's perfect. So we've got this kind of an idea of a trade-off between size and functionality, and we also.
Multifunctional, but at the same time, if you guys do too much, you're not gonna be able to tell them apart.
It's
So I
gonna be
don't
too
know.
complicated,
Yeah.
too crowded with buttons.
I'm also gonna note. For future reference, this idea of so you like maybe like an L like a touch screen type of remote. I don't think one exists. Be a good idea. Yeah, all the other universal remotes. I don't know if there's such thing out there. I guess we'll do some research on it, or one of us can do some research on it about whether or not there are multi-format like you know, PAL, MPSC, Region 1.
Pretty sure there is. I mean, I
Okay.
have a friend who has a PDA
Okay.
points at his any television he wants, and it'll figure out the specifications of it, and we'll control it.
Interesting. Okay.
I assume that can be done with
Okay.
some software.
Okay. All right, so. I'm liking that idea, this idea of a touchscreen remote with multi-format features. Let's see.
Adding this whole like PDA pen business is only one more thing to lose, so we're gonna have to be careful of what like just something to like keep in mind when we start actually dealing with this stuff, but that would be really cool.
Let's see. Yeah,
Like
okay.
people are like, what do they call those face plate things?
Think they're
Like
just called
nameplates?
face plates.
Are they?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Like a bald
Branding
winter
something.
days.
Wouldn't be such a bad idea to have a locator device. Maybe a simple button that you have on your television to help you find your remote.
True.
But if we're bundling it, unless we're selling their telly with the remote,
Bundle it as a phone, then you can always call it. If you are not doing that,
Could we not do something where like just a little, like literally just a very small kind of thing that comes with the remote that you could place somewhere else that you press and it makes the remote page? Kind of like how on a lot of cordless regular phones, you have a page button and it goes. Could we do something like that? Yeah, I think this material quality as well. Like, I guess we can think about what kind of, Apple's been really successful with this surgical white kind of business or this sleek kind of, you know.
Titanium, the new silver sleek ones the past couple of years.
Yeah. We do have the minimum amount. I mean, we were talking finances. I don't know. Selling a 40-pound remote would ha or a $40 remote, 25-euro remote would be pretty. You know, it's pretty expensive, so maybe we might want to trade off some of the features for a lower price without getting into that whole, like, you know, go down to bargain store remote, you know, bargain store universal remote that's black and, you know, massive. Some kind of, I don't know, a balance there in somewhere. But have a think about what we can do. Have a think about what we want to do, how we're going to sell it, and €25. Yeah. They're all stronger than the dollar. Although, computer parts. Oh, if you're gonna upgrade your computer, buy it in the States. Like, do you guys know Fry's? Huge computer electronic store. They serve or they say they will sell things overseas. So you can buy stuff in America and have it shipped over for like 20, £30. Not bad. Right, so let's go ahead and wrap that up here for now. I'm gonna put these initial ideas that we've got in the project documents. So if you guys need a reminder about what we've talked about, the different, you know, kind of trade-offs that we've got and the other ideas, you can consult them at your leisure. And right, so thanks for that. Let's just head back to work on what we were talking about before getting into.
Half an hour?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.